And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on your 3CR. And we've got Paul Keating, not the ex-Prime Minister, but the true Paul Keating, who's the Secretary of the Sydney MUA branch. G'day, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Annie. And very kind words there. I'm a proud wharfie that worked in when we did have a working harbour in Sydney Harbour.
Yeah.
As well as in Port Botany. So yep. Very glad to be here.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to have you on because you sent out a message telling everyone that there was a large contingent of union delegates who went up to Coonabarabran to the forests up there to support the Gumeroi's rights against Santos' First Nations and environmental destruction. Can you tell us about how that came about, how the group went up there and what happened?
Yeah. Well, my own personal situation where the MUA Sydney branch got involved dates back about 3 years ago at a rally in Sydney. It was an Invasion Day rally. And there was a young student, a Gumeroi woman, who spoke, and it had an enormous impact on the crowd. And she spoke about the struggles of her people, the Gumeroi people, fighting Santos over many, many years at that time. They'd rejected the Santos project on the grounds that they defined their own sovereignty and their land rights, and that they would fight for it. And they prosecuted then and continue to the country. The Pilliga Forest has been in the pristine way for many thousands of generations, and they are the custodians of that country. On the basis of the plan by the Santos gas company, which I should point out, they want to start with 850 gas wells in this region. The Gumeroi people very clearly outlined that this is a very sensitive country. It sits on the Great Artesian Basin, and it cannot be put at risk by a gas company for short-term gains that could have finite consequences to all living creatures on that land in the future if things go wrong.
The weird thing about this is that everybody in Australia, except for big business and the government, it seems, knows that we need to change what we're doing if we want to have, I mean, the whole idea of doing these exploratory wells for gas in the Artesian Basin just seems so bizarre.
Well, the environmental argument doesn't stack up exactly. We have a climate crisis never before in the history of the planet, and we need to take direct action for that change. The economic case for the gas is not there either. There's enough gas in the system, and we know that. It has been poor federal and state government policies that have completely failed to address obviously, climate action, but also dealing with the nature of the impact on our communities across the country with the crisis in capital and the cost of living crisis that continues to, only affect the working class and the poor most and the vulnerable most mostly, is the threat that we need to fight and, you know, build a people's movement for the changes that we need. The Labor movement in New South Wales, Unions New South Wales, on the 17th of March, had this discussion about solidarity with the Gomeroi people. And there was a resolution put up by the MUA, by the Sydney branch, after discussions with the Gomeroi people, with a number of unions and community groups, whereby they explained what where the situation was and their struggle. Their 11 years of fighting Santos had led it to a position where the parties had met finally, and in that finality, the Gomeroi people had made a decision when they convened to reject the Santos project. In those discussions, they explained to us, we rejected. They gave their reasons. They put out a statement. All that was out there. And we decided that we would work with them in regards to a resolution of solidarity. And that resolution was then passed a couple of weeks ago at Unions New South Wales at a convening of our council. And from there, there was an invite to Coonabarabran, and we had a large convoy, about 50 trade unionist leaders and activists headed up there. And it was through that weekend, you know, we sat down, we went through the Pilliga forest and country with these wonderful people who explained their plight.
It's a lovely place.
Oh, it's beautiful. You can't help but feel, you know, better for it when you go up there. It's pristine. It's just a gorgeous area. And the idea that a company of this nature is prepared, because it's not about anything other than profits, and for a company that completely has rejected the decision made by the Gomeroi people, and that's why that they've taken it to the Native Title Tribunal, which in itself we have seen now for many decades has proven to be just a window dressing exercise that allows the mining and gas companies to get their way. And that's what's happening here. The decision now could be handed down any time by the tribunal, which is stacked by appointees that are climate deniers, have connections, personal connections with those that are employed by Santos, and these are the people that are going to make the decision in this Native Title Tribunal. The Gomeroi people said to us it's a situation that's urgent, and with that, the trade union movement in New South Wales, and I'll put it out to all your listeners. This will be one on the basis of a grassroots campaign movement by our communities. When the call is asked for us to go back up there, we'll be there. We'll be there right across our whole labour movement and our communities to defend the interest of the Gomeroi people and their right to sovereignty. They're determining their own sovereignty. I think this is, and land rights. I think this is a struggle that will be defined of our time, given that there's a growing movement across the broader communities that we come from in understanding the brutality that's been waged since colonialism on our First Nations peoples. And there's this movement of young people that are mobilising in struggle. They find themselves in this world where the deal for housing security and job security, it's not there. And then the existential crisis of our time with the climate crisis and the action that's needed.
Well, you do actually say it's not just a moral support. It's about mobilisation and including blockades.
That's correct.
And direct action.
We will blockade. I make no bones about that. I speak very openly with our members and also within our mighty trade union movement. And at all community events, I speak about this, and so do many now, in relation to our commitment to this struggle and this fight. We will fight alongside the Gummeroi people, and that means action. That means people on the ground, and that means blockades. We know all too well that the changes that have happened in this state, that happened around the country, around the right to protest, effectively the Perrottet government, the state Liberal government, has put a law in place now that criminalises the right to protest. For things like this, for the people to mobilise against governments, bad laws, to defend our interests, whether it's against war, whether it's for, Indigenous justice, First Nations justice. And we do live in an era where there's a growing consciousness to right the wrongs for First Nations peoples.
Yeah, but it's also survival, Paul. It's survival. It's like you said, instead of gas-fired disposition, we urgently need to be strengthening First Nations rights and investing heavily in a just transition away from fossil fuel with large-scale employment in renewable energy and sustainable development. I mean, it's about survival.
Exactly. And no community left behind. And at the front of that, we have a strong view in our union, and I know across the working class, that are building a more just and a stronger political view in the interest of our class. And that is, there won't be any justice for the working class unless justice is first served for our First Nations peoples. And this is a just fight. And it'll be a fight that we're used to as a movement. We've seen now in the developed world the most oppressive industrial laws that are in place. And we've got them in this country and have been here for a couple of decades at least now.
Yeah.
We've toughened up in that space. We've become resilient. We've mobilised. And we're used to fighting in battles of attrition. So if Santos want to fight the Gummeroi people, the Labor movement, they'll be picking a fight with us, and we'll be down there. And that is no threat. That is what we will do.
We have to finish, but thank you very much for talking to me. And yes, you're right. This is the time for civil society to stand up against big business.
Yeah, I fully agree. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you, mate.